Testing, 1, 2, 3, 4. Testing, 1, 2, 3, 4. This is an interview with Joanna Eckstein taking place on April 7th, 1983 at her home, 802 33rd Avenue East in Seattle. And Joanna, I know you have done quite a few interviews in the last few years. There are two in the archives at the university in Suzalo, one that you did with Maida Kaplan in 1975, and one that you did with Lamar Harrington's Project of Northwest Art in 1977, and that you've given various speeches to museum groups particularly in the last few years. And I almost feel that you're what the Japanese declare as a national treasure, that you are a Northwest cultural treasure. So I know you'll feel that some of this you've said before, but none of it is in the Smithsonian archives. So feel free to say things that you feel may have been recorded somewhere else. I'd like to cover mainly three areas. First, some biographical detail about yourself, and then some information about the Seattle Art Museum, which is about to have its 50th birthday celebration, and then some discussion of certain Northwest artists that you've been close to one way or another. So if we could start with some biographical information about yourself, your family, your education, to begin with.
Well, I was born here in Seattle. On the first hill, which is in a very fashionable residence district. And I was born almost on the side of present Swedish Hospital, where a lot of later citizens were born. And I grew up here. I attended the Seattle Public Schools through the grammar and high school grades, during which time my father served as a member of the school board.
Your father was Nathan.
My father was Nathan Eckstein, after whom the junior high school was named. My mother was Minna Swalbacher Eckstein. The Swalbacher brothers, her father and his two brothers, were very early pioneers in the state of Washington. They went into business in Walla Walla in 1859, which for Washington State is an early day. And they were over here in Seattle in business by 1868. And their sister married Bailey Gatzert, who was also in business in Eastern Washington. And the Gatzert subsequently moved to Seattle in the early 70s, I think. And Bailey Gatzert was an early mayor of Seattle and was one of the founders of the Chamber of Commerce. There's also a school named after him. They were very prominent. Then my father came out here to work for my Swalbacher grandfather, and he met my mother, who was up here visiting one of the many aunts she had in Seattle. And they married, and my sister and I were both born here, and both of our parents were very active in the total community. It would be a waste of time for me to start enumerating the various organizations with which they were associated, and of which they were chairman and president at various times, but they were usually in on the beginning of any kind of a new movement besides going along with the establishment. My father was one of the founders of the original Community Chest, which was the forerunner of what we now call the United Way. My mother was one of the founders of the Psychiatric Society in a time when nobody could spell the word, even pronounce it. Henry Schmitz once, when he was president of the universe, is that off?
Now it's on, because you're talking. You want it off?
Oh, I thought I was talking to you.